Daf pay alva base the very bottom of the page. We're talking about this get kereach or get mekusha. Says the gemara on the bottom. Amar Rav Yechavichan said, we allow you to have one aid. We allow you to have one aid, and the aid can be a kotev, a relative. Not like Rabbi Yishev says it has to be kosher.
Second bottom line.
Amar Rav Yechavichan loy huchshir by a aid echad kotev avav. We only allow a maximum of one aid that is a kotev avav today. But we do not allow two aidim that are relatives, even if you have 10. We don't allow the 2 out of 10 should be. We need the takana of a get mekusha was you have to have a minimum of 3 aidim. The third is midrabbanan, but 3 aidim, and that third aid could be a kotev. But if you have 5 or 6, you still only have a maximum of 1. Why? Because if Dilma, we're worried. Osi likiyume betrei kreim v'chat kosher. In the few, what happened one day, the husband comes and questions the validity of the get or whatever. Somebody questions the validity of the get. We're going to have to mekayim 3 witnesses. If there are 2 relatives there, what happens if we mekayim the three witnesses that were mekayim? 2 of them are relatives. And then in the future, you're going to start relying on these 2 people and they're no good for the relatives. So I think about in other words, witnesses will come and say, oh, we recognize the signatures of this guy, this guy, this guy. So how you mekayim the shtar? 2 out of the 3 you're mekayim with kareivim. So what kind of kiyum shtar is that? Kiyum shtar has to be done properly. We have to verify the authenticity of these aidim. So what about Amar Rav Ashi must think approved from our Mishnah. They come a dalig v'toni chad. It goes 7 knots and 6 aidim. You know, 6 folds and 5 aidim. And so on and so forth. And you're always only missing one. Shema mino is an ayah. We're only talking about one. We're always talking about one is missing. And then we say you can fill it with a kariv. It's an ayah. How many people you can have kareivim? Only one. It doesn't say if you had 5 folds and only 3 aidim signed, go get 2 kareivim. Because the max you can only get is 1 kariv. Also, we live from here. Hi, Kodav Chosim. Where does this Kodav sign? Iboy, if he wants to, Bein Bechil in the beginning, Bein Bechil in the middle, Bein Bechil at the end. He can sign anywhere he wants from these knots. 7 knots, he can be signed anywhere. Because Bemai, how do I know? I'm in the Kabbalim, I can know where the Mishnah say, where does this guy have to sign? Ushmam, another thing we learn out of Mikaimina, that you can pick at random any 3 witnesses if you have somebody questions the authenticity of the get. There's 10 signatures on there, and there are 11 folds, and there are 10 folds and 10 signatures. You can verify any 3 at random.
But Loita Bayan, he says you can sign anywhere. Didn't we have a problem before?
What do you mean sign anywhere? Not sign anywhere. Anywhere means in every fold. There's no specific order that the first fold, first 2 has to be kosher. Remember the 3 aidim that you had to kosher. And the 3rd one should be the puzzle. You know, the kariv. No such thing. The kariv can be signed in the first. It can be the first signature, the second, or the 3rd. It makes no difference which fold he's in.
And if you have a puzzle signature on the 1st one, and then the other signatures on the latter ones, doesn't that mean it's like a gap?
No, remember these are talking about on the fold. It's about on the fold that you turn over. Only on the folds.
When you unfold it,
you don't even unfold it. Your body has to unfold it. You can read if you just lay it out.
Isn't it when you're reading it, you're reading your text, it's got font. You're reading it, it's got font, you can read all the text.
100%. Text A.
I thought you have to unstitch it.
No, the idea is to stitch it to make it hard.
The other fold is to use up time.
Yeah,
but I thought
exactly
that the actual writing was written.
No, it's all blanks. You don't cover over the writing. You don't cover over the writing. You only cover over empty spaces. You leave an empty space.
Then you'll have paragraphs with big gaps between them.
But you don't open up. Why would you open it up?
But the point is, if you've got this heading starting and you've got AD interrupting the text...
100%.
People get a special thing for Korean because they're hot tempered.
Who do you ever met anybody who gets angry quickly and does something and says something and then 5 minutes later regrets for saying it? It happens. So this way, when you do something stupid because you're angry, and then after you think, what did I do this for? But then this way you calm down. It's a long time. You have to also find more aidim. Not everybody wants to get involved. Everything takes time here. A basic coin, exactly. That's where it comes from. And yet, and Zoya says that a coin is the ish chesed, the nicest people. This is the paradox about coin. It can be the nicest or the meanest person. Interesting. Okay. V'leibinus without a sequence. These are data binus, we need a sequence. L'kavele mokam, l'hai kodev. Why don't we then just set up and make a law that the kodev should always be the first one, the bem, so the middle one is every three. Remember, this is every set of three. V'lechashe beituva, and then there's no issue here at all, because everyone knows that the first one is a kodev. If the law was that the first signature should be the kodev, then that's it. When we come to Mekayim Mishtar, we're not going to follow. Is that right? You can pick any names at random when it comes to verifying the Mishtar. 10 names there, you don't have to go in order, you can pick any names. He says, I disagree with everything you said till now. I hold the halach like bananas, you don't even need a kodev. You can even use a ganif. You can even use a ganif or an evid to be that third A, to be that third signature. Okay. Yeah. And Tezalim, that's how Rashlam Pshat. Tezalim Pshat is that after the get was completed, he said, you know what, you can add more Edim. Those additional Edim after the get is completed, we don't care who signs on it.
Okay. What, does that give some chashivas to it?
Nothing, but Tezalim, it seems that there was, no, this after the get already was written and everything and given, Tezalim says that he used to do that. He used to, I don't know, get more, in case maybe people question the authenticity they get, so you got a few more Edim afterwards just to sign to, so people might be familiar with that signature. Hadl Chazoyde says the Gemishnah, HaMegareish is Ishta, a new Pedic. This is the last Pedic of Masechta Gittin. HaMegareish is Ishta, if somebody divorces his wife, Omalei Sester, Hariat Muteres L'Choladim, which is the expression of the Gemara. You're Mota to every person, Ela Lepleini, except Yankel. You're a free woman, you can marry anybody you want, but you can't marry Yankel. Is that a valid get or not? Oh, that's a see. Rabbi Lez says, yes, he can. Matir. We'll soon see Rabbi Lez's
Svara. That's a get out tonight.
We'll soon see Rabbi Lez's Svara. The Chachamim Oisin. There's two ways long shatling mode here. We'll soon see. The Chachamim says, awesome, because when you give a get, you have to sever all ties. Here, I'm still in control. I'm controlling her to the very end. She can't marry this guy. And Rabbi Lez says, as long as you matir to some people, it's already said a good get. Ketzad Yas Chachamim say, what do you do now? You gave her a get and it's no good. What do you do? She must take the get back from her, and give it back and return it to her again. But this time, you say, you're mutter to everybody. Start again, and you say it correctly. But if you wrote that, that's what you write in the get, but you added the words, even though you erase afterwards, possible. We don't like to erase get, because who knows what, there might have been a condition that you erased and so on. Tell the Gemara, we'll see the Gemara later. What does the word Ella mean? When you say you're mutter to everybody, Ella Shimon, only Shimon. What does it only mean? Is that chutzu? Do you mean but Shimon? Is Ella mean but? So in other words, except Shimon? Or is it a condition? Is it saying here, you're the get or the valid get? In other words, it's 100% good get. You're divorced. But just like I say to you, the get is valid, but you must give me $100. Same here. It's like I'm saying to you, the get is valid, but you're not allowed to marry Shimon. So it's a condition. And if you marry Shimon, the reason why you're not allowed to marry Shimon is not because the get says you're not allowed to marry Shimon. Because there's a rider onto this get. There's a tanai that says you can't marry Shimon. And if she breaches the tanai, then the whole get is invalid. But the get itself is valid. How do you understand Ella? Chutzu, and now what's chiluk? The chiluk is how to understand the machlek is Rabbi Eliezer and the Chachamim. If I'm saying you marry anybody you want except Shimon, so the Chachamim makes sense because a get has to be, Kirisus has to sever all ties. Okay, what's Pshat Rabbi Eliezer? How can you give a get to a woman and say you're allowed to marry anybody you want except Shimon? How can you do that? And this is the machlek. Uvchutzu, please get a bond, let Rabbi Eliezer. The Hashayla beget, Rabbi Eliezer, it's no good. We'll soon have to understand what Rabbi Eliezer is saying. But everyone will agree if you said Almanaz, which means here's a get, 100% valid. But there's a condition attached to the get in Almanaz Shimon. Moidul, it's a valid get. Meaning the Havia called tonight Alma, like any other tonight. Oidul, perhaps Almanazu. Or perhaps this actually means Almanaz. When you say Ella, it's as if it's a condition. And even then, I'm not happy. Or Almanaz with a plea, we'll see later what if it's Almanaz, what the argument is. But if everyone will agree, if you said except Shimon, even Shimon will be Moed, it's not a valid get. Moed is a Shaila beget. A get has to be an absolute severance.
Unconditional.
Yeah, and here you have strings attached. I'm Ravina Toshma coming here. So now we're trying to work out the word Ella. Does Ella mean save, but, or Ella means on the condition? Yeah. The story is, it says in the Mishnah Zay, that all the houses are pasul, a metame, any house that has leprosy in it is metame, elo shalevi chum. Now, what does El over here mean? El over here obviously means except going. It can't mean on the condition of going. What does Yisrael Yiddish house have to do on the condition of going? Why? What condition? Obviously, the word El means except the house of a guy. The house of a guy. Teras is Amitami. That in the condition that the Goyish house are not matami, that's the Jewish house are matami. But what are you talking about? There's not Shaykh to me there. But Tanya, we learned. What do you mean on the condition? On the condition, if you read Elami, the condition that the Yiddish house and Matami are going on the condition of the Goyish house and Matami, what does that mean? And Bechal Goyish house and Matami. Yeah, but Tanya, we learned in the Breitz, it says in the positive, and a Sati Negat Saras, base as a Chosaschem. So I will place a Negat Saras inside your houses in the land of your Yerusha inheritance, as a Chosaschem. And we dash in vein, but they oivdig a chavim metam in a goim. Goish haskin a metame. Elo shmamino chutzu. What does the word elo mean? Chutz. Except. Shmamino. It's a clotted eye that elo means chutz. That means it. So if elo means chutz, then the machlekes Rabbi Lezer Chacham is, he said, you're allowed to marry anybody you want except Shimon. Rabbi Chacham said that's not a valid get because he didn't sever your ties. And Rabbi Shimon and Rabbi Lezer all is still valid because he severed your ties with most people. We'll soon explain the machlekes. So the Gemara, this understanding of our Mishnah.
The Chachamim say that because this the issue of the get is to free her to marry anybody else, so putting that kind of impediment is different than the impediment of giving 200 zuz.
Yeah.
200 zuz is something kind of external to the idea of the marriage.
It's a tie, like any tonight.
Yeah.
A tie you're allowed to.
Here he's saying this is a valid get, but stipulating one. One exception.
No. Tanai is stipulating.
Because the whole thing of a marriage is that before she couldn't marry, she was canali with him and nobody else. And if he is impeding it, then it's the whole distance of the relationship.
No. The whole word is that it says get krisis. Krisis, we learned before, means sever all your ties. And this it doesn't. Why, according to Rabbi Lezer, it does, we'll see. Is something more. The Gemara l'cheda shemam and amasis and deliki aitana. The Al mission is not following Tanai the Braisa. Tanai, you learned. Everyone agrees that says that's the machlek of the chamim. This brayse holds that everyone agrees that if you hold back, you say you're not allowed to marry that person, she's not divorced. You know what their machlekes is? Al hamegadesh ishto, he divorced his wife. For Amalai tells her, "Hare at muteril cholal." He permits anybody. Al menas shaloi tenasi leplain. On the condition, al menas, on the condition that you cannot marry a person. That's when the machlekes is. Shabaleze matiril chol adam chutz ma'isir. Let's say, well, that's a valid get because the get is 100% valid, just as a tanai, a rider like any other tanai, and therefore it's a valid get. And the chum is still aser. Now we need to understand according to Braisa why chum aser. Why is it different than your other tonight? But it's different than our Mishnah. Now, says the Gemara, my time with Rabbi Lezer. Rabbi Lezer's svar is good. Why is it 100% good tonight if you say I'm a nas midahave kol tonight alma like any other tonight? But Rabbanon, kol tonight alma, every time you make a tonight, I'll give you a get, I'll give you $100. The $100 has nothing to do with the get. It's a separate thing. The get itself is 100% valid. You're free to everybody, but separately you have to give me $100. Here I'm holding within the get itself. I'm saying that the tanai is you cannot marry. You cannot do what the get says you can do.
It's an ongoing.
It's like a contradiction to the get. The get says you're free, and the tanai says you're not free.
Yeah, because the connection remains.
Exactly.
The
shibud. Yeah, but I call tonight the alma loy shaya lo beget. You didn't in any way breach the get itself. Hocha shaya lo beget in the get itself. You mishaya.
No.
You're allowed to make conditions. But you're allowed to make conditions. We learned the whole time. You just say get, and can you give me $100? I'm going to give you back my shirt. And we had a whole discussion. If instead of the shirt, you give me back my money if you're good enough. Oh, that's what I'm saying.
That's the point of the money.
That's the point.
You got exactly
that's the point
the
I was trying to make. The $100 is kind of extra additional. Whereas you can't
once you've paid the $100, that whole condition is finished.
The question of the relationship. That's the point.
So you might have a guy, let's say Reuben is married to Rachel, and he suspects Rachel was mucking around with Shimon behind his back while they're married. So he gets rid of her. He doesn't want to live with her anymore. But I'm not going to let you go and live happily ever after with the guy who ruined my marriage. So he made a condition. Yeah, I don't want you to go and live with that.
Tayshia asked an interesting question. We learned before in the Gemara, if a guy gives a tanai to a woman, and gives a get to a woman on condition, give me $100, the din is she's not allowed to get married until she actually fulfills the tanai. We have the yitin. We had a machlekes if it's retroactive. No, we had a machlekes if the get is chal mafrei or the get is chal when you give it. But either way, we hold, do not get married, to, because maybe she won't comply with the tanai. She'll get married, have children, and then she won't comply with the tanai. What will happen? I mean, she'll be married illegally, and it'll be mamzedim. So why over here do we allow her to get married straight away? He says to her, this get is a get on condition you don't marry Shimon. So why do we allow her to get married straight away? So his answer is, buying money or anything else, maybe she'll lose all the money, she won't be able to pay. Here by marrying somebody else means she's not marrying Shimon. So therefore, she's allowed to. And we're not choishes that if this guy dies, she doesn't go ahead and marry Shimon. She'd be crazy to go marry Shimon. There's nothing. She doesn't have to do anything and she's all right. Over there, she has to do something. Over there, she has to give money. She has to do something to make sure that tonight the get works. And sometimes people don't do what they have to do. Here, exactly. What do you have to do? Don't do anything wrong. Don't go to Shimon. So that's easy to do. And we trust that she'll do it right. So anyway, right, no. So how do we explain our Mishnah? Umas nisim. The way you learn the Mishnah is that what? That you're allowed to marry anybody, you want to accept Shimon. So we understand the Chachamim because it's not a valid get. But Rabbi Lezer, how come he says it is a valid get? My time with Rabbi Lezer, Rabbi Yanai, Mishum Zokin Echer, Rabbi Yanai said the name of an old man, Omar Krom. That says the Pasi, the Yotza, Mibesai, you divorce your wife, she leaves your house, Vaholcha, Vahoysel, Ish, Acha, she marries one other man. What do we see from here? As long as you allow her to marry one other man, she's already divorced. Afilu lo yitida el ish echad. El ish achad. It's supposed to be probably echad. 1 second. Yeah, echad. Harei zu megureshes. If you're even unable to marry one person, says v'yotzev ha'isel ish achad. As long as you marry one person, she's already a free woman.
So you can ask her to everyone in the world except one person.
For Rabbi Lezer. Exactly. Not only Shimon. You can ask everybody except Yankel. I mean, the only person you
marry
Yankel.
She doesn't marry Yankel.
Sorry, yeah.
She can remain unmarried. She has no chiyuv to be married.
That's true. Yeah. And she has nothing to gain. She's still a married woman. Because
everyone except for Joe Boggs. Yeah. And if you want to get married,
that's one opinion. But Rabbi Yechon says, time Rabbi Lezer Mahoch, I'll tell you his reason is. It says in the Pasuk that a Kohen should not take her to Isha Zayin and a Chalolim. And it says, V'isha grusha mi'isha, a woman is divorced from a man, lo yikachu, a Kohen shouldn't take. So what do you mean, Isha grusha mi'isha? If a woman is divorced from one man, so we're dashing, afilu lo yinizgasha. Even if she's only divorced from one man, is that in other words, the man when he divorced her, he said you're only permitted to one man. Nivshel menakuna alma habegita. We say what? That even that's kodegat. But Rabbanon, why don't they learn from there? They say isa kuna shine. Kuna is different because kuna have a concept even a reich get. Remember, we learned before. Bishamai said that even if you write a get and you gave it to her already, you know, you're not allowed to, she's not allowed to marry a kohen. Even a reich get. So kuna is different because we have many times shine kohen just like mitzvah harba. Different kettle of fish. Exactly, yeah. More machmen. Says
him what
about
it. Even if that condition was valid, you can't marry him, right?
Yeah.
Then she marries somebody else.
That means she's the children, mom's made him. That means she's a married woman still, to the first guy.
If the condition was okay, you can marry anybody but Kim. If he marries somebody who's in the marriage, he's all right. Then gets divorced from that other person, then can he marry Kim? Good question, but it sounds like no. Sounds like no, because it sounds like the rest of her life she can never marry Kim. She was never really in the bailiffs of the second husband, was she?
No, he was, but the tzai from the first guy still applies. Exactly, if that guy, that's right, if that tzai from the first guy applies, then she never would have. Good question, that's actually a good question. Let's go back to it. Okay, this is by what about the kedushin? Hey, okay, this is more interesting. This is more interesting. He says to a woman, you're engaged to me, so you're not allowed to live with any man in the world except Shmetal. I don't mind if you live with Shmetal as well. What happens then? Is she engaged to Yankel or not? Boy, Rabbi, just like Gittin, we have a question. You divorced everybody except to Yankel. Can you say it all the way around? You're engaged to me. It means you're also in the whole world except Yankel. Boil Rabbi will be kedushin. Hey, to boil Rabbi Lezer. My question will be whether even according to Rabbi Lezer, who says by Gittin we're very relaxed, you can say she's mutter Torah will accept Yankel. So my question will be: maybe kedushin is the same or maybe different. And to boil Rabban, who says by Gittin does not work, but maybe kedushin will work. How is it working? Follows. To boil Rabbi Lezer. Akel Rabbi Lezer. You know why Rabbi Lezer says by Gittin? Why you can say you divorced to the whole world except to Yankel? Mushum deksiv krabi found all the psukim, right? Isha Acher or Isha Mimeisha. When it comes to kedushin, it's a different story altogether. It's not a question of severing ties. You got to make a kinyan. A kinyan has to be a proper kinyan. A kinyan means that I am the exclusive owner. So therefore, if I'm not an exclusive owner, what kind of ownership do I have? That's ownership. Or perhaps it's a gzera shavah that says in pasuk v'yotze she left her husband v'haisel ishacha. So we learn out all the laws of kedushin from the laws of gittin. V'yotze you left the house, v'haisel you became married. Whatever laws apply to gittin, since by gittin you're allowed to make a get. I'm saying for Rabbi Lezer, you're divorced to everybody except the yankel, and it's valid. So by kedushin, same thing. You could do it because we compare the two. That's one way of looking at it. Tiboy Rabbanan, the same similar question that Rabbanan.
The thing is with the yotze v'haisel. Yeah, it's not a 100% comparison.
We did. We had already.
Because if you've got a pasuk that overturns the yotze v'haisel, like for instance, kedushin.
Which pasuk overturns it? According to Rabbi Lezer,
So for example, in kedushin, it can be kesef, shtar, or bia, right?
Yeah.
But in get the Torah specifically says v'nasam v'kosav v'nasam v'sef.
Yeah.
It's
okay.
Not 100%.
Where it says, Claude, yeah.
Exactly. Yeah. So maybe he can say that the Yisrael of Eishes.
On what basis? We're only using a svara, kinyan ba'alma binan. So the shava, the hekesh of a yotze v'hoise overturns the svara. That's the question. Yeah, it's only a question. Tiboy le rabbana, we have a question. Rabbana, ad kan lechem rabbana hachav. Now forget the rabbana who are very strict when it comes to get. The ket has to be a complete severance. Maybe and the question by kedushin, the being a kriis of a like you need a complete severance, and here you have strings attached, no good. Avil hasam kinyan koldu. Maybe when it comes to marriage, all you need is that there's some positive affinity between me and you. Who said it has to be 100% that nobody else can have a shaychus to? As long as I have a shaychus, is enough. Would it say that no one else can have a shaychus? Oy Dilma, perhaps Rabban will say yotze v'haisa, just like over there is no good, if it's also no good. That was the question. The bossa di boy lehada poshte. After he asked the question, he then resolved it. Bein l'Rabban Lezer, and bein l'Rabbanan be'inan the yotze v'haisa. That you need the yotze v'haisa. That what? Whatever they hold by gittin, they hold by kedushin. So according to Rabban Lezer, says by gittin it's a valid get. If I say everybody you divorce except the shimon by kedushin, according to Rabban Lezer, I can say you're married to me. And you're usher to the whole world except to Shimon, and it's a valid marriage. Amazing. And according to Chachamim, by a get, it has to be complete. You know, you're mutter to the whole world. By Kedushin, you have to be complete. You're usher to the whole world.
But in Kedushin, you'd be making it as a tenai, because in Kedushin, without
it's not a tenai, it's part of Kedushin. I'm not asking you, what do you do by Kedushin?
In Kedushin,
what does the word Kedushin mean? Remember the taste of the base and the base?
Separated.
Hariyat Asr L'chol Adam Kehekdush. That's what it means. Kedushin, what does Kedushin mean? Not that you're mine. Kedushin means that you're Asr Akuli Alma Kehekdush. So according to this, you're asking on Kuli Alma Chutz Mishimim. It's amazing. Rabbi Lezer holds you can have an open marriage. Basically, that's what he's saying. I mean, just think about it. It's pretty incredible. Baiter. Omer Rabbi said, Rabbi, I have a number of questions to ask. Remember the teiku. So according to Rabbi Lezer, so the Gemara is asking questions within Rabbi Lezer, said that you can make such a solution. Im Tim Tzolayim, if we're going to say, Isa Rabbi Abba, let's assume Rabbi Abba is right. What does Rabbi Abba say? That according to Rabbi Lezer, you can make a kedushin, v'yotz v'haisa, you could make a kedushin that you're engaged, you're us in the whole world except Shimon. What happens, Bo Reuven v'kitcha, chutz m'shimon? So Reuven went to a woman, Leah, said, you're married to me, and which means you're us in the whole world, except to Shimon. Then, so Shimon's allowed to marry her. Comes along Shimon, v'kitcha, and gave her kedushin, also wants to marry, and he said, chutz m'Reuven. Comes along Shimon, he says, you're us to the whole world, except to, but you're mutter to Reuven. So they both had this open relationship. The Mesu, and they die, they both die, Shneim died. Misyavem is like the din is, we have a din by Yibum, that a woman who's tied to two brothers has no mitzvah of Yibum the third. For example, Reuven died, right, had a wife, no kids. So she has to marry Shimon. Shimon made a maimer, so there's a connection now between Shimon and the woman. He never married her yet. And then Shimon died. So now she is now zokuk to Levi mitzad, Sai mitzad Reuven, because Reuven, her first husband, was never really cleared off. And Sai now mitzad Shimon, because you already had a sheikha. She made a maimer, made a zika. And you cannot marry an isha of two mason. But in this case here, in this case over here, nothing was added on, since Reuven and Shimon are both considered like the same husband, because they were both one marriage to Leah. So therefore, the din should be that if both Reuven and Shimon die, she should be able to marry, she's not called an Eish, she's named Esim. And she'd be able to marry Levi. Yeah. And what's the reason? Because Reuven married her, Shimon's kedushin. What did Shimon add when Shimon gave her kedushin? What did Shimon add to Orei? What Reuven did? Reuven said, "You're us in the whole world except to me and Shimon." And when Shimon came over and gave her kedushin, he said, "You're us in the whole world except to me and Reuven." So what did Shimon add with his kedushin? Nothing. He was already mutter to Shimon before through Reuven's marriage, because Reuven said, "You're married to you're us in the whole world except to me and Shimon." When Shimon gave her kedushin, he didn't add anything. So therefore, she's considered Reuven's wife, one mace, and that's it. So he'll ask more questions now. Furthermore, again, you can say you're us at home except Shimon and me. But Reuven kitcha chus Moshim except Shimon. But Shimon kitcha Levi and Meisu shneim is Shimon Levi. The ain ani koyde bosh neim eich neim. I don't call the wife of two Meisim my time. Why? Kedusha the Reuven ahanu. Reuven kedusha set everything to train. Or be kedusha Shimon ahanu. What did Shimon add with his kedusha? She was already mutter to Shimon before and to Reuven. The Ella eich shneim Meisim kachla. Where do you find eich shneim Meisim? In this kind of a case, in the case of Rababa, how can you find an example of Eishle Meisim? The following case: if Shimon added something, how? Kigoyin shebar Reuven v'kitcha chus to Shimon. Reuven comes to the woman and says, "You're married to, you're engaged to me, except to Shimon." Ubar Shimon comes along, Shimon and says, "V'kitcha stam." Shimon says, "Okay, you can marry me. Here's kedushin. You're usher on the whole world." And he included in that Isser Reuven. So Shimon now added another layer with his kedushin. He made a new Isser to Reuven, which before didn't exist. The kedusha Reuven ahanu lemesra alma. Reuven's kedusha helped to us in the whole world. Kedusha Shimon ahanu lemesra Reuven. Reuven allowed Shimon to marry her. So then, when Shimon married her, Shimon said, "You're also to Reuven. I don't like this open marriage business."
So then, what about Shimon's conditions?
No. Reuven said, "You're allowed to marry anybody you want." You're also to her world. To me and Shimon. That's all he said. No conditions. This is the condition. No conditions here. This is the open marriage. Comes along Shimon and says, "Fine, you know you're married to me, but I don't want you to live with Reuven." So that condition is chal. So now She is two husbands, and they both die. She cannot marry Levi. Boya, bye. Another question. Amale, he said to her, he said to her, "You're allowed to." He gave her a get and says, "You are mutter to the whole world, but you're not allowed to marry Reuven and Shimon." Then the chaz of Amalal, the Reuven and Shimon. Then he said to her, "You know, you're allowed to marry Reuven and Shimon." What's he saying here? Is he adding, augmenting what he said before, or is he actually changing his mind? You know what? I'll say if I can't. Reuven and Shimon, you are allowed to marry. I don't want to marry anybody else. Is that what he? Mao, mi amrin mai de osa shari. Do we say that that I said you're mutter to the whole world, that remains in place? And those two people, Reuven, said, "You're not allowed to marry." Now you are allowed to marry. Is that what he's saying? Oidilma mai de osa shari. By the shari osa, he's changing around everything. Previously, I told you allowed to marry the whole world. I'm changing my mind. You cannot marry anybody in the world. Previously, I told you you're not allowed to marry Reuven and Shimon. I changed my mind. You're allowed to marry Reuven and Shimon. And im tim shalema, if you're going to say my the osa shor that he's coming to be matter Reuven Shimon, which I asked you before, you allowed to, and what he meant was my the osa shor the Reuven mau the Reuven what in the Shimon. If he says only Reuven, okay, so you're telling me that what he's doing here is that everything else is permitted, and when he's coming along, he's changing his mind, and he's saying, "I also now permit Reuven and Shimon as well." Yeah, okay. What happens if he says only Reuven? He said, "You're mutter to the whole world except Reuven and Shimon." And then 5 minutes later, he says, "You're mutter to Reuven." What happens with Shimon? Reuven, mau, Reuven, who are the Shimon? He didn't bother saying the whole sentence. He started off the sentence that, you know, that tonight that I made, that Reuven and Shimon. I changed my mind. That's what he started. So he just said Reuven. I deal with Reuven Davka. He meant only Reuven you're allowed to. Shimon is still usher to you. Furthermore, if you want to say Reuven Davka, by saying only Reuven, he meant Davka Reuven is permitted, but Shimon remains usher. What happened if he said Shimon? Instead of saying Reuven, he just said just Shimon. Mahu. Well, how do we understand that? L'shimu wadin Reuven. When he says Reuven and Shimon that I asked him before, he says now Shimon is mutter. Did he mean Reuven and Shimon? He didn't just bother saying both names. V'haydi kamo Shimon mishun d'sovin. That was the last thing he said before. Reuven and Shimon is asa. So now he's saying no, Shimon is mutter, but he meant Reuven also. Oidimu l'shimon davke. He meant only Shimon. Boy, the Basha. Basha had a question. What happens? Says af l'shimon osa Shimon. Now the word osa is referring to everyone is mutter to you. Except Reuben and Shimon. And then he 5 minutes later he says, and also Shimon is mutter. Did he mean also goes on the heter that all the people mutter to you, also Shimon mutter? Or also Shimon means not only Reuben is a chair of mine, but also Shimon. Mao, Afa Reuben koi, I do Afa Alma koi. He meant all the people mutter so to Shimon or also Reuben? Teiku. This all questions in Abelezer.